everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Brief Talk podcast. We have a brief tale from someone from Germany, our first German guest, which I'm excited about. It is Paul. Welcome, Paul.
Hey, hi, Tim. Nice to be here. Nice to meet you.
Nice to have you here, too. I know we've been talking about getting you on for a while. Yeah. We finally got you on. It's exciting. Yeah. We've had several people suggest getting you on as well. So
this is
very nice. Yes, I've had one or two, probably two or three hit me up and say, you need to get him on the podcast.
Oh,
because they love your Instagram.
That's interesting. That's cool. How kind. That's nice.
So you have a very good Instagram. If people want to know what it is, I'm trying to pull it up, Polonium 30.
Yes.
And he is a thong lover. If you go to his page, you'll see him in all sorts of amazing things. You look incredible. So everyone go follow him if you don't already.
Tomorrow I have 10,000 followers.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so. Get you some people.
Greetings to all the thong lovers from around the world. Greetings from Germany.
It's good. It's really good to have you here. So tell our listeners, if they don't follow you on social media, a little bit about you.
Well, I'm a normal dude from Germany. I love songs since basically more than half my life now. And I like special underwear, I think. And I always say life is too short to wear boring underwear. Wear more kinky underwear. So be a little bit more unique.
Oh, I 100% agree with that statement. I think it is way too boring to wear simple, plain underwear. Have fun and enjoy what you wear.
Sure. That's the credo also I say. That's you feeling then a little bit more separated from normal society, which is then maybe often boring, and you feel like you're a little bit more special, naughty, kinky, I don't know. So it depends.
It just gives you a little confidence, that's all.
Yeah.
Definitely. So when did you first discover this love of underwear you have, and what was it about underwear that caught your eye?
Oh, that was maybe basically when I was 15, when I had my first girlfriend. Then I had, I don't know where it was. It was next to my hometown. There was an underwear store closing, and I always, as a child, drove with a bicycle past this underwear store because it was on the way to our train station, and they had a closing sale, and I knew there was this shop for like many, many years since I was a child, and I just went then in there. I was like 15 or 16 years old, and I purchased immediately for a lot of sales prices, songs, underwear, like three different songs from, I can't remember the brand, and one song even made out of leather, and that was the time I was just curious and I wanted to have some cool underwear. That's how it started, and surprise my girlfriend with cool underwear.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was 15 or 16 years old, yes.
So I have to ask, since most people are in the States listening, how is the underwear world back then for men in Germany? You know, thongs, bikinis, fun stuff? Was it, you know,
well,
classic?
I think in Germany, when you go to the beach with a song or with swimwear that is almost a song, like a brief or something, that's not so ultra rare. And we have like a lot of topless beach here. Nudity is not such a big thing here. Mm-hmm. You can go nude on every beach here. Even in the city, is it quite normal to have next to, or in the city, some nude beaches? That's not such a thing you get in jail from, like in some states. So this underwear store was not like an adult store. That was like a nice underwear store, which sells normal underwear. And it was like high price, luxury, some underwear. I can't remember quite well, but it was not an adult store or something.
Nice.
No, and I was the only one of my friends that wear thongs. Even back then, they have seen, I was like in the school, they discovered one after another that I wear thongs, and I just told them, yes, I like this. At the beginning, I tried to hide it, you know.
Yeah, I picture that Germany, being naked is not a big deal in Germany. It's just...
Yes. We have also a lot where places where a lot of saunas are. We call it a therme. It's like 50, 60 saunas and hot baths, etc. And on some days you have to be naked to get in there. There are like hundreds of people being naked, but that's normal here. That's completely fine mm-hmm. for everybody.
So I figure that carries over into your underwear world, where it's not a big deal to wear thongs. It's not a big deal to wear, you know, like
swim briefs. That was back then a big deal. I was always upon all my friends, this guy wearing the tight boxers, the tight swimwear when we go swimming. And I always wanted to show off that I am a dude, you know. And that the ladies can look and et cetera. I had the smallest swimwear in swimming class in the school back then. And yeah, that was fun.
That's cool. It sounds like it's changed over since you were 15.
Yeah.
It sounds like now it's a lot more freer. Guys can wear whatever they want to and really no one cares over there. It's kind of like,
Yeah, not so. We have some... society, most people are a lot of people are short-minded people, even when they're on the beach and stuff. So we have here also a lot of people that stare and look because they have never seen a dude in a thong on a beach and they think, what is going on? We have this here also. That's common everywhere, I think. But you don't get in jail here because of wearing a thong. that's the difference.
That's interesting. I wouldn't have expected that for Germany. But, you know, it kind of makes sense because, you know, nudity is one thing, but thongs are another. And if they're not used to seeing them on people.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can be naked on my local lake here. I can wear naked on the beach and nobody bats an eye. That's completely fine. You are naked in the water. Everyone's naked. But as soon as you wear a little thong, then it's like, oh, he wears a thong. What is going on? Then people look at you more of wearing a thong than mm-hmm. walking naked around. But in Berlin here, it becomes more and more normal here. I mean, I don't see so many dudes wearing thongs here on a local lake, but it's becoming more and more a thing here.
It's starting to do that around the world. I think more and more guys are wearing thongs.
Mm-hmm.
There, Australia, there are a lot of guys wanting to wear them. So I think we'll start seeing the growth more and more each year of guys in thongs, and it won't be such a big deal.
Yeah, with social media, does it change? People see more and people expect more, so it becomes more normal from time to time, from in the future, I mean.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's for sure. And then you went to the store and got all this amazing underwear at 15.
Mm-hmm.
So, and your friends knew you liked smaller underwear. So mm-hmm. how did you grow from there, your collection and your love of underwear? Did you try go out and seek other brands or did you go to other stores or get online? How did you grow your collection from there?
Yeah, first I had like the first then maybe till I was 18, I couldn't go to any adult stores because you have to be 18 to get here a driver's license, alcohol, guns, or go in an adult store and buy nice underwear. You have to be 18 for that. So before this, I ordered some underwear online, actually, in an online shop that still is online. But they didn't want to work with me yet. And I purchased them, my first underwear. I still have it, by the way. I still have the violet hot pants from Man Store I purchased there.
Oh,
it's super old,
yes.
Ancient, over 15 years old now. But I still have some underwear from this time.
That's nice. Yeah, and Man Store is a great brand.
And then when I was 18, I could go to any store and purchase underwear, but I ordered often online.
Nice. Yeah, here you can order whatever you want online and no one cares.
Yeah.
No one checks it. But that's interesting that they didn't want to work with you back then.
No, today they didn't want to work with me because I asked them the shop. I asked them, do you want nice pictures from your underwear? Since I'm a professional full-time photographer, video producer, do you want nice pictures? And they said, well, we don't want to invest yet in pictures, blah, because they have maybe their own agency or I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I asked them.
Doesn't hurt to ask.
Hmm.
All they can do is say is no.
That's true.
But yeah, they're a good brand. They've been around a while. They have some very interesting pairs, fun pairs.
Yeah.
And I think it's a brand that's not well known here in the States, but I think more guys, as they get, you know, exposed to more, especially some of the German brands, they will love them and try them out more. But fingers crossed, I hope so.
Yeah.
So I take it the thong is your favorite style of all of them. Although your Instagram, you have a little bit of everything on it.
That's true.
Is the thong your favorite, or what are some of your favorites?
So yes, actually the thong is my favorite because I grew up with having a thong, and that is like the coolest thing. But I like all kinds of underwear. I have so many different styles of underwear and different kinds of bodies, fetish wear, like some lace and stuff. I have a big portion in my Kleiderschrank, where you store all your clothes, how you say?
Oh, in your dresser.
Yes, in my dresser I have a huge compartment with two huge compartments with underwear. Everything.
Nice.
A little bit from leather, latex, a little bit of everything.
Nice. Definitely, the fetish wear is awfully fun as well.
Yeah, that's super cool. Yeah, I like this. I like this very much. Not for everyday use, or you cannot wear it every day, but it looks quite cool. And when it's black and shiny, that looks quite super cool, I think.
I did like the pink bodysuit you had posted on
cool,
Instagram.
Yeah, thank you.
That one was fun. And how is lace looked at over in Germany in men's underwear? It's
so
growing here, so I'm just curious what men and women think of guys in lace over there.
Yeah, I can say firsthand I have a special experience with lace underwear and men, since I have here in Berlin is a company called Spitzenjunge, which is basically in English lace boy or something. Lace boy. Spitzenjunge is like a metaphor here, basically. But that's a company. I purchased some lace underwear from them, and then I uploaded some nice pictures on Instagram. They tagged me. They have seen me. We are in the same city, and since I'm a photographer here, they asked me, can you make us some nice pictures and even videos for Instagram? And I said, sure. That was 2022, was it? Yes, that was in January 22. And they invited me over in their a huge studio. We had a male model, a professional male model. I was the photographer in a huge studio, and we had like a big, big block of underwear, always the same pose. And I produced for them in 6 hours shooting 170 pictures for their online shop and like 18 social media videos or something. I made quite a good chunk of money in a very short amount of work. I cannot tell here because then people then will get mad at me, but that was a very nice experience. I made in the middle four digits. Yeah, that was like quite a good, maybe edited out, but I can tell you that I made 4,800 euro in like 12 hours of work.
That's nice.
Yeah, because I'm fast at pictures editing, fast at videos editing, and they had a lot of value from this short 6 hour shooting day. They had so many perfectly fine pictures. That was a very good day for them and for me.
Nice.
And what I wanted to say, they're growing, man. The business is running, and they even expanded in the USA, and they expanded in China and Japan. And there is the market crazy. They sell in China and Japan, in the Asian market, more than America and Europe combined. That's crazy.
Oh yeah, the Asian market is very different from anywhere else in the world. Yeah. And it's interesting to see what they do and what they buy.
Yeah.
I think it's I think it's an amazing market to look at.
That's a huge market. And especially this brand here in Berlin, they produce very high quality. That's not the lace you get from like a cheap seller from Temu or stuff, where they all buy some lace underwear and slap their logo on it and tell, I have the best lace. That's ultra cheap. The producer here, Spitzenjunge, I don't want to make an ad here, but they make very, very high quality underwear that it lasts long and you feel it when you wear it. It's different. It's very nice.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because I know a lot of the European brands that I love are very higher quality and really pay attention to what they make, what they use in their materials and fabrics. So it's really good to see that, you know, they're embracing lace and doing something different than other brands and doing something fun, which I applaud all the time. So I have to ask, what your friends back in the day said, but what do your friends and partners say now about your underwear? Because, you know, you are open about it on Instagram, I'm sure, and around them. So what do they say about?
So people that I call my friends have absolutely no problem with it. So people that look at this topic strange and ask me, why do you wear this? I wouldn't call this people this person a friend. Actually, my girlfriend is my biggest fan. She always tells me, can you wear this? That looks so cool. Wear this and maybe wear this. And, oh, I haven't seen this one in a while and wear this. She's actually my biggest fan, and she likes it so much that I wear this kind of underwear. She thinks that's super hot. Almost everything she likes. And a lot of my friends, they know that I wear this type of underwear, and they think, dude, it's completely cool. They're fine, open-minded, and they think it's cool. They even help me often to make pictures for Instagram. You see, some recent pictures I posted on a lake, a friend helped me actually to make these pictures. That was
okay.
That was great. And we met even on the beach another dude from the fitness studio, and he asked us, what do you do there? And I told him, well, I make some nice underwear and thong pictures for Instagram. And they didn't knew I have a private Paulonium Instagram, and I over exaggerated a bit. I told them, hey, we make here commercial pictures for an underwear brand. It were also a little bit commercial pictures for a seller, for a shop from Sweden, but I didn't get paid for it. It was like, I get free underwear and we make nice pictures, but it was like a little commercial shoot, and my friend helped me, and he was quite curious what we do here. That was funny.
Nice. Nice. Have you convinced any of your friends to wear underwear that's smaller and more fun?
Yes, indeed. Was there a guy in the fitness studio? He was also a cool dude from the fitness studio, very fit, and he asked me all the time, well, he was a bit younger than me. It was some years ago, and he asked me, how do I get some girls? How can I impress girls? And I mean, when you have such a physique with a six-pack and stuff, then you can't wear boring cotton underwear, buy something from like Addicted with a nice pouch or a ring in the front. And he purchased then, like I suggested him, nice boxers from Addicted. And he said, well, that looks amazing. Can we do professional photos and stuff? And he said, it boosts your confidence. And I said, well, it's the same feeling when girls wear push-up bras. You can also wear push-up underwear, which boosts your confidence. You look far better and bigger. And that became also his thing, yes.
Oh, nice.
That was a cool experience.
Do you still talk to him or see him online?
Sometimes, since I changed the place where I live and I changed the fitness studio, but sometimes we write on Instagram or even on WhatsApp. I have his phone number. Yes, we write occasionally, not so often, but sometimes.
Okay, that's awesome. Is there anyone else you've convinced to try it, or have they come to you and said, you know, I've seen your pictures and, you know, I gave it a try, or anyone else?
Not directly, no. Okay. I think I get a lot of DMs from Instagram that people say, well, I like how you post and talk about it. I purchased because this and this. I posted some pictures and they said, well, that looks cool. I purchased this too, because I tag always the brand and stuff. And they said, well, I like this so much. Thank you for showing me this and trying it. And they even asked me, can I purchase this? Can I wear this? And I tell them maybe wear this or wear this. And basically, I tell them wear whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome. No, that's true. Everyone should wear what they feel great in and sexy in and whatever makes them feel more confident,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And you brought up a good point earlier. You said it definitely brings you confidence. So
yeah.
What do you wear when you want to feel more confident? And have you had a specific instance where you wore underwear just to feel more confident?
Always when I go, when I work, you know, I'm a full-time photographer, video creator, filmmaker, how do you want to call it, video producer. And always when I work with clients, I make sure to wear some very good fabric that I feel comfortable in, that is nice looking. I don't wear then like fetish or stuff because that it's not for working and long time wearing. But I make sure I wear nice underwear that I maybe purchased on a nice vacation. Always when I'm on vacation, I was in New York and Los Angeles, and I purchased always there some nice underwear. So I make sure I wear some nice underwear that I have some memories with.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good way to do vacation. We've had several people talk when they go on vacation, they buy local underwear they can't get.
I have so many underwear that I purchased on vacation, and even always when I see it, when I wear it, I can remember this New York trip, this Los Angeles trip, and that's I think that's very cool. I like this.
Yeah, that's a good way to remember the trip. So yeah. How many pairs do you have in your collection right now, roughly, do you know?
Oh, I don't know, more than 150 at least. I recently sold some because I never wear it. Brands sent me stuff without questioning me beforehand, and I had stuff that was too small for me, and I sold recently a lot of stuff I don't wear. So I have 150 minus 10 or something.
Okay, that's a respectable collection for sure. And I take it most of it is thongs, probably.
No, that's a big mixture. I mean, I have all kinds of underwear. I have to post more, maybe. I have not only thongs, boxer briefs from Lycra and neoprene, and then I have full body spandex suits and stuff. I have really...
Oh, wow, nice.
Really a mixed collection. That's really a little bit of everything. Even latex I wore 2 days ago and stuff. Yes.
Oh wow, latex. Now that takes some...
I like also a lot of jock straps. I like jock straps. They are so comfortable. They boost your butt a little bit. It's when you go to the gym. That's very cool. And I like jock straps. It also looks nice. Yeah.
Oh yeah, they definitely are perfect for the gym. They give you the nice support up front and a little lift in the back, especially under shorts.
I have also a white. You can, I posted a story and a post. I have some dude have sent me a ultra tight, like a bicycle pants. They are, they stop short over the knee, and they are ultra tight and white, and they are see-through. Only the back and the front are not so see-through, and you can see basically everything under it. I wear always a white thong under it. They have you see everything basically if you don't wear anything under it. And sometimes I like to wear it. I wear these pairs in the gym. This is very cool. In the locker room, people look at you, and I think that's very funny.
I'm sure they would look at you because, you know, they're not used to such thing. I know, probably not there either, wearing anything kind of see-through at the gym. They're kind of like, what are you wearing?
Especially not dudes with in a thong in the locker room and stuff, but
Oh, yeah. Thongs are still kind of not readily seen, I think, worldwide in locker rooms yet in the gym. Mm, but more and more guys are wearing them. And trying to make them less, you know, taboo, or, you know, guys, you know, wear it. Because I'm sure there are plenty of guys out there who wear thongs under their regular underwear to go to the gym and just don't show it. But maybe more trying to make it more mainstream and wear what you want to. So
Usually I'm the only one with fancy underwear. Sometimes I see a dude wearing some nice underwear from like Addicted or some other brands that are related to be a little bit more sexy or stuff, but it's very rare.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully we'll see that change. We're trying to get them there to wear sexy underwear and not really care where you wear it. But that's, it's easier to do, say than to do for a lot of guys lately. That's for sure. Well, that kind of wraps up all my questions. I can't think of anything else that we went through everything.
Well,
it's interesting.
Yeah, that's
quick and painless.
That's true. I could also tell you some underwear brand stuff when you've worked for brands and stuff. You know, I have some experience now in working with brands since I can. There's a huge thing on Instagram going on right now. We see a lot of a lot of change because then when you are a little brand, you they often rely then on buyers to send them pictures. I even got now a request from a brand. They want some pictures. Can you send us some pictures because we have a new blog? And they sell with pictures from clients goods underwear because I want to say often you only see back also for 10 years ago only super high quality models wearing thongs and underwear, guys with six pack, guys with the gym body and stuff, but that's not the norm. Actually, only 10% of the population goes in the gym, and how many people have a six pack around you? Not many, I guess. And the typical stereotype that you have only the fittest guys wearing this underwear, I don't like that. I think everybody should wear what they want, a thong. And there's a change in it. Most brands also post no client feedback. There's also, it comes a little bit of a problem with it because oftentimes people sell themselves to these brands. They say, okay, well, I sent you some pictures, send me some pairs of your underwear, but I don't think that's have you experienced this?
I have. I think it really depends on the brand and what they want to do with theirs. Because I know some brands send out a lot of underwear to different people, and that's how they get their brand out there in social media. They just send out a lot.
Exactly.
Others are kind of picky about who they send it to.
Yeah, that's true.
And others, you know, don't do it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends. I think it's important that they get guys who, you know, love underwear first off, and we'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if they post a picture of them in underwear and it looks really good, but they don't even mention the underwear or talk about it, I think, you know, some people come for the hot picture and don't really pay attention to the underwear.
Yeah, maybe. Yes.
So, yeah. So I think it's, you definitely want someone who's going to bring up the underwear and be like, I really like it. Here's why I like it. Mm. And then have conversations in the comments along with them.
Yeah, so, that's true.
So, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of, I think maybe it's the thing because I can make some high quality pictures with underwear. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say I'm the best photographer. I'm not. I'm also not the best video creator, but some people call me a professional photographer. I mean, the brands see this and they often ask me, can we send you some underwear that you produce some pictures? And I said, well, if you would have to get a model, a studio, camera equipment, and a photographer, you would pay maybe for a nice shoot a couple of thousand or at least a couple of hundreds of euro. And the underwear they sent me costs in the producing per pair like 10 euro when it's good underwear. And they demand then sometimes some nice pictures. I had even a brand that sent me, without questioning me, underwear and told me, hey, make us some nice pictures and videos. And I asked them, do you want to pay this? And they said, hell no.
So they were
a little bit mad that I don't produce then free stuff for them. I worked once in a fashion shoot from a different brand. They produce actually clothing for XXL people, like overweight people. And there was one guy also posting pictures in his clothing from XXL where overweight people like big shirts, big pants, etc. And he has maybe 4,000 followers and he gets for a post, when he posts and tags the brand and it's like a branded content deal, he gets between 50 and 70 euro for this picture. That's crazy. And I see it a lot of times in the underwear world that people sell their booty for free for these underwear brands. And maybe I can tell all the guys out there that maybe don't sell yourself all the time for free. You can make some a little bit more out of it, especially when you show yourself to the brands almost naked, you know? That's a special topic. I know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. You just have to know how to work with brands and...
Yeah, that's the thing. And people, the brands rely on people like us showing the underwear, you know?
Yep.
They can book an expensive model, a photographer, a studio, and pay in one day 3,000 euro for pictures. Or they ask guys on the internet that do it for free. I mean, I also did it for free a long time, but I stopped doing it.
Yeah, you just have to show your value to the brands.
And exactly. Thank you.
So yeah, if you show your value, you definitely can definitely make some money, but you got to know your business side of, you know, how many people you got, your engagement rates, your stuff like that, and links, and show you drive traffic. Because if you can maybe do a picture that gets, like I said, a bunch of people looking at it, but if it doesn't really drive anything to the brand, has to be beneficial to both. So
that's a double-edged sword with it. You can have a lot of followers and you only post then maybe some phone pictures that gets a lot of attraction, but the brand cannot make a commercial ad with it. Or you have like not so many followers, but you have a nice eye and make really artistic, valuable pictures. That's another thing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll wrap it up there. We're just over 30 minutes. Perfect. Mm-hmm. So tell everyone where they can find you online.
So they can find me basically on Instagram. It's paulonium30. That's paulonium_30. Or, that was basically it.
Yeah, paulonium30
in English.
Yeah, go check him out on Instagram. He has some great pictures, and I think you will enjoy it. I want to thank you for coming on and also being our first German guest.
That was a pleasure for me. Thank you for having me here.
Definitely was. I hope to have you back sometime soon. We can talk more.
Sure. That's a lot of stories to tell. I have plenty of more stuff.
Well, we will have him back soon. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We will have plenty of more podcasts for you very soon. Have a great week, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening to our show. If you like what you hear, consider supporting us at Patreon at patreon.com/UNBblog. Follow us on social media. You can follow the blog at UNBblog on Twitter and Instagram. Read the blog at UNBblog.com. Also follow me if you like art or anything else fun in underwear at UNBTim on Instagram and also Twitter. Thanks for listening, and we'll have more podcasts at you very soon. Bye.